This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed over the news, the headlines first. World War Today marked in Nepal with a variety of programs under global theme of glacier conservation. President Ramchandra Pauril calls for watershed conservation to address future crisis. Health Minister Pradeep Pauril warns of scrapping affiliations of hospitals failing to pay staff as per Labour Act. Speaker Devraj Khimire stresses on strengthening provincial and local governments. And Lebanon warns of new war as Israel launches fresh deadly strikes. Now the news in detail. The World Water Day has been celebrated in Nepal with a variety of programs under the main global theme of glacier conservation. The day is observed every year on the 22nd of March at the call of the United Nations calling for the preservation of fresh water. The day is also used to advocate for the sustainable management of freshwater sources. The day was observed in Nepal today at the leadership of the Ministry of Water Supply by organizing awareness programs, interaction and debate on the need to preserve and utilize the essential water resources in the country. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pauril has stressed the need for conservation of water bodies for the recharge of groundwater resources in view of the challenges of water crisis that may arise in the future. Issuing a message of best wishes on the occasion of the World Water Day today, the President stressed the need for all concerned to take initiative to construct structures including ponds and lakes in rural areas and alternatives for recharge of groundwater with rainwater in urban areas. Meanwhile, Minister for Drinking Water Pradeep Yadav has emphasized the need for collective action to protect glaciers, highlighting the impact of climate change. At a seminar on investing in sustainable drinking water, sanitation and hygiene organized in Kathmandu today, he said that rising temperatures are not only affecting glaciers but also disrupting weather patterns, which in turn impact drinking water, agriculture and hydropower. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Pauril has warned of scrapping affiliations of any government, private and community hospitals that do not provide salary to human resources as determined in Labour Act. The Health Minister made the warning at a program organized by Nepali Congress in Bake today. Sharing that the government has a plan of making health insurance effective, Minister Pauril stated that 6.6 million households would be covered in health insurance scheme. On a different note, Health Minister Pauril said lifelong facilities should not be provided to former VIPs. Speaker Devraj Khimire has stressed on continuous dialogue and debate in course of federalism implementation. Addressing a discussion program on province and local level issues in strengthening federalism in Lalitpur today, Speaker Khimire stressed the need for further strengthening the province and local levels as they have become the backbone of the governance system after adopting the federal democratic republican system. The House Speaker commented that the main problem related to federalism implementation lies in the practical handover of rights. CPN Mavi Center Chairman and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has announced plans to unite all socialist and Maoist forces under a single banner before the upcoming polls. Addressing a mass meeting in Chitwan today, as part of the Maoist Center's Tarai Mathis Awakening program along the Postal Highway, the Maoist Center chairman stated that his party was working to unite all Maoist factions and socialists for general elections of 2084 Bikram Sambad. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet myself, girl, news. Data, voice, SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Former chairperson of the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti and senior journalist Mathavar Singh Basnet passed away this morning at the age of 79. a resident of Surya Vinayak Municipality 8 in Bhaktapur. He was on a ventilator support at Annapurna Neuro Hospital in Kathmandu after suffering from heart attack on Thursday night. The publisher and editor of Punar Jagran Weekly, Led Basnet, had also served as a chair of Gorkhapatra Corporation and led the Press Council Nepal. A border outpost is set to be set up at the Nepal-China border in Manang district. The district administration office Manang said the BOP will be established at Phu village, Narapabhumi rural municipality 4 in the district for managing the border transit point. The BOP is being set up at an altitude of about 4,000 meters above the sea level. Narapabhumi rural municipality borders Tibet autonomous region of China. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam has said his country is at a risk of being drawn into a new war as dozens of new Israeli airstrikes against the Hezbollah armed group killed at least 2 people. According to Al Jazeera, Salam issued the warning on Saturday, saying Israel's renewed military operations on the southern border would bring woes to Lebanon and the Lebanese people. Meanwhile, the BBC cited Israel as saying it has hit dozens of Hezbollah rocket launchers and a command center in southern Lebanon after rockets were fired from there into Israel for the first time since November's ceasefire deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier said he had instructed the Israel Defense Forces, IEDF, to act forcefully against dozens of terror targets. The UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, said it was alarmed by the possible escalation of violence, urging both Israel and Lebanon to uphold their commitments. Heathrow Airport's chief executive has defended the response to a power outage that crippled operations at Europe's busiest airport. The BBC cited chief executive Thomas Waldby as saying, while the airport would look at what it could do better, he was proud of the response to the major incident. While Heathrow said the airport in West London was open and fully operational on Saturday morning, the chaos has raised questions about the resilience of the major transport hub. On Saturday morning, a TAP Portugal flight to Lisbon took off at around 6 GMT, just after Heathrow said the airport was open and fully operational. A fire at a substation that supplies power to Heathrow forced its closure for most of the Friday, leading to thousands of cancelled flights and stranding passengers across the world. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light snowfall at one or two places of mountainous region across the country. The hilly region will have partly cloudy to generally cloudy weather and might experience light rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in hilly region across the country. In the Tarai region of Koshi and Madhes provinces, the weather will be partly cloudy to generally cloudy and a few places might experience light rain with thunder and lightning. The rest of the Tarai region will have partly cloudy to mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. World Water Day marked in Nepal with a variety of programs under global theme of glacier conservation. President Ramchandra Pawle calls for watershed conservation to address future crisis. Health Minister Pradeep Pawle warns of scrapping affiliations of hospitals failing to pay staff as per Labour Act. Speaker Devraj Khimire stresses on strengthening provincial and local governments. And Lebanon warns of new war as Israel launches fresh deadly strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.